Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. And today we are conducting this meditation primarily on awareness. Awareness is all that is. There's nothing but awareness in creation. And when you are in awareness, you're just being the witness, which means that you are not owning anything, you're not denying anything. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no good, there's no bad. All there is, just is. Everything is just as is. So the acceptance comes only when you're in awareness. The objective of being in awareness is to be in the highest plane of awareness for you to exist in. So what may mean by high also means by being in the deepest states of awareness. So when you are in this deep state of awareness, then everything is just okay because nothing else matters. Only the awareness matters. So no matter what, no matter who, no matter where, when, it just simply is okay because the awareness scores over everything else. And that's what you need to practice. And you need to just be in this awareness for as much as you can, all through the day or as many times of the day as you can, so that when you are in awareness, you will know when you are not in awareness. And when you are not in awareness, you will know that things falter, then mistakes get committed, which means that there are more chances that you become restless or careless, more times that you could be adamant or arrogant and do things contrary to how things need to be done. So which is why it is important for us to be aware all the time, so that everything that needs to be done happens through us. And the best part of awareness is that you know when desire kicks in, you know when the mind is silent, you know when the mind is kicking in all those thoughts or causing that mental aberration. You will just get to know it, because when you are in awareness, you realize what it means to be silent, what it means to be quiet inside. And that quietude is quite something. So let us now practice the first meditation. Now, as always, for those who are newcomers, I want to explain to you how to sit. So if you're sitting on a couch, please don't. I would suggest you to sit on a stool or sit on a chair or with a hard surface, and make sure that the hips are higher than the knees. Do not use the back support of the chair. If you're sitting on the ground, do not use the back support of the wall. As you use the back support, then the back curvature seems to stoop forward, causing you to indulge in the mind. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure your feet are next to each other without crossing each other. If you're sitting on the ground, it's absolutely fine for you to cross your legs. But either ways, do not stretch your legs when you're sitting on the ground, because that'll cause your back to again slouch forward. Now, coming to the back position, I want you to push your lower back forward and your upper back backward, creating an arch. In this posture, your breathing just drops and your mind becomes quiet. Stay in this posture while we start the meditation. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are in a dark place and with a golden circle of light surrounding you. In front of you, you see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, walk up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whichever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Make sure your body posture is the same as before. Do not lose your body posture to the mind. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any clutter, either in your body, your mind, your emotions, your feelings, or wherever. Now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And breathe out any pain or distress you may feel in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative impressions, negative perceptions, negative judgments. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. Ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, or low self-esteem. Now we'll proceed into the practice of maintaining awareness. Push your lower back forward, pull the upper back backwards, and get into the space of acceptance. Any thought, any feeling, any memory, or any physical disturbance that you may encounter, if your mind is judging it, if you're feeling that you're getting disturbed, just raise your hand in blessing that particular resistance that you're feeling inside of you. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes. Relax your hands, relax your feet, relax your neck and shoulders, relax your back. Is there any feedback? Dr. Chaitanya, you have unmuted. Do you want to say something? Yes, Parag.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I had muted. Can you please repeat? Yes, Parag.
Sir, good evening, sir.
Good enough.
Like while I was doing this meditation, and when you said that let go of all the negative memories,
right.
So at that point of time, I felt those memories very intense.
Okay.
So it was really difficult to let go of those memories when you said like let go of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing.
Okay, you need to practice. There are different methods. Now, the reason why we ask you to let go of memories is primarily because you're holding on to them, and that's why they are difficult. It is like holding on to a hot vessel. The vessel is not holding on to you, you're holding on to it. But you know, when you do not understand the value of your hand versus the value of the vessel, you will hold on to the vessel and still tolerate the heat. But if you understand that your hand is more valuable, then you just drop the vessel. This is why memories become so difficult for us to drop, which means that we believe that these memories are more important than us, which is why we hold on to the memories and don't let them go, and in turn suffer. So if you make it a habit to value yourself more than the memory, then you will never want to receive any memories. Is that clear? Parag, is that clear? I muted you.
Actually, I sort of understood what you said just now. So it is like that, like when someone says, don't think of a monkey. So our mind specifically thinks of that monkey. So like it was like that,
okay.
And the emotion, that memory was suppressed somewhere inside before you said it, and when you asked to let them go off, so they were more engraved like at that point of time.
Okay.
I don't know about right now,
so,
but at that point it was more intense than before.
Okay, now you know which are the memories that are haunting you. So what you can do is to primarily note down those memories so that you can work on them later and remove the emotions that are lodged in them. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else? And how was the practice of awareness? Anyone wants to share? How many of you were able to just accept everything as it is without wanting it to shift? Yes, Rashi?
Oh, sir, I've been practicing this since last week, and today it was it was nice. It's just getting better, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, the awareness is getting stronger.
That's correct.
Today also when we did this, today when we did this, I felt the awareness came in a different way. I mean, it came out a little strongly with that acceptance, raising hands.
Right.
It came out very strongly, I felt.
Okay. It's okay. There are times when the mind is stronger, there are times when the awareness is better. So whenever the mind is stronger, then you need to raise your hand more often, so that you can put it back to where it belongs. So that's fine. Yes, Shilpa?
Doc, I was actually feeling very restless. I mean, more like inertia has kicked in. I'm just not able to put myself to my practices towards my sadhana, only because there's something very intense happening at home, and it's draining me physically, emotionally, mentally, even though I'm trying to stay away from it. So even my sadhanas, when I'm trying to sit in meditation, I keep wavering into these thoughts, then I bring it back, but it's like 70% I'm distracted and 30% I keep bringing it in. I was feeling very restless till now, but when I did this, at least for those few minutes, I felt a little bit of my restlessness coming down.
Mm-hmm. So you just need to be at the practice at all times. That's the only solution. Just be at the practice so that there's more consistency. In fact, as you go on practicing being aware, then you'll be able to see the desires separately. You'll be able to see the mind separately. You'll be able to see awareness separately. You'll be able to look at them as if they're all three different things and not one. At this juncture, you will just not be able to identify which is what. There'll be just one. You'll feel like, where is awareness?
So yeah, yes.
So that's what you'll feel. So you need more practice. So as you go on practicing, you'll start seeing. So for example, I had to buy a new laptop, but then I checked the pricing and I was getting a pre-approved bank loan. So when I closed my eyes and wanted to meditate, I wanted to make sure that I keep the desire low. So for me, desire was flying like an owl. So I had to just hold on to its legs while it was still flapping its wings. And I wanted to make sure that it's not desire which is wanting me to buy a laptop, but it's more of a necessity. So I have to make sure that it's not the desire that is causing me to buy the laptop, but it's the necessity. So how would I know which one is which? First thing is I have to ask the higher consciousness whether it is a desire or whether it is a necessity. Now next, I need to just hold the desire bird down so that my desire does not begin to fool me. So it's only after several tries that I actually was absolutely sure, but that this is a necessity but not a desire. So at every point in time, even though you're completely sure that this is a necessity, you never know where the mind is tricking you. So you always better to back check to see where is this thought coming from. Is it from desire or is it from necessity? So when you practice your sadhana properly, then you will be able to identify where this vibration is coming from, which is preventing you from devoting time to your sadhana. And then likewise, you can start doing your sadhana. So it's as simple as that. And choose every environment, choose every place to do your sadhana. Make it a habit. So if you have time, use it for sadhana. That's the only way you're going to get to where you need to be. Is that clear?
No, just a little bit on desire. The thing is, how were you working on your desire? You said you were holding its legs and pulling it down. What exactly is that practice? Because to tell you the truth, I almost, most of the times, I recognize this is a desire and I'm desiring this to feel comfortable from the situation that I'm facing. I look at it like, okay, this comforts me, whether it's eating, whether it's watching something, whether it's some form of entertainment, whichever form it is. But I know it's a desire because I'm looking at it like, you know, it's a comfort zone so that I don't have to, you know, it's like softening me from what I'm facing at one end. So I know that. So how do I change that? Like, You said hold its legs and pull it down. What exactly?
No, that's my practice. That's not your practice. So why are you bothered about it? You say you are aware of your desire. So why do you want to practice someone else's practice?
I know I'm aware that I'm desiring it, but I still go ahead and do it. I know it's a desire.
Yeah, that's your carelessness. You're careless. You know that. Yeah, you're just careless. That's all. All right. So, is there anyone?
It's like I'm looking for come.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're going to repeat. That's all, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else who can tell me what it felt like when you were being aware? Okay, all right. Now let's get back to awareness. So what I need you to do, I don't want you to practice observing. I just want you to be. So it's not you observing your thoughts. It is the self observing everything as it is happening. It is not you, body, name and ego, which is observing. It is the self which is observing the body, which is observing the mind, which is observing everything. That's where I need you to get to. That's what we are doing today. So again, back straight, lower back forward, upper back backward. And now just be. Eyeballs down, eyelids closed. Just be. Thank you. Open your eyes and slowly come back. How was it this time? How was your awareness? Anybody? Yes.
Awareness was, when I was doing it, I could make out that these were my emotions. And this was my ego. I mean, like how you said, separating, kind of like that only. I mean, I was separating myself from all the feelings that I felt.
Right.
I could like pinpoint.
Exactly. See, getting there is not difficult. But consistency is what you need to develop. And the consistency will develop with awareness only. Yes, Dr. Chaitanya.
Sir, so in the beginning it was easy, I was at ease. And when I was observing, there were so many noises around me. And later on, when my thoughts began, it felt like I'm in between chaos. And so from there, it became more and more difficult. And I was actually waiting for you to say, now open your eyes, stop. So it became so heavy.
Okay, there is no need to suffer. The point is observing literally means, so if you observe your body posture when the thoughts were getting really chaotic, did you observe that you had moved out of your body posture? Was your head moving in the head forward?
No, so in between I was getting back to, I'm saying myself, just be. So I was still, I observed that I was still. So
no, but what was
it was mixed, like it was.
No, my question is, what was your body posture? Was your head protruding forward?
Was
it? Yeah.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
so you have to maintain proper posture. When you maintain proper posture, you just rise above the mind. There are no confusions, there are no clutter, there are no chaos, nothing. When you get sucked into the mind, it's when all the thoughts begin, and then you have an ocean of thoughts. So always understand that it's your posture that you need to correct rather than wanting to stop your thinking. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So practice the posture all the time. If your neck is jutting forward, make sure your neck is back. So no matter, observe yourself. Where is your neck? Where is your back? What's the position? If you feel you have moved out of the position, just simply get back to the position. So I'm going to teach you one of the practices that you can do to build your concentration. So building your concentration is extremely important for you to be aware. The way it becomes important is that when you constantly use the mind, you also need to know that when you don't use the mind should not crave to be used. So in this case where Dr. Chaitanya said that she just wanted to rise above the thoughts, but the moment I said rise above the thoughts, the mind wouldn't relent. And then the thoughts just get more and more and more. So what you have to do is to just sit straight. And the practice is to constantly listen to the sound of the breath. The breath has a particular sound. So whenever you're breathing in, it produces a sound which says so, and every time you're breathing out, it produces a sound which says hum. So the smell of so, hum, so, hum. When you go on listening to this breath, of the sound of the breath, you will slowly start getting immersed in it and rise above the thoughts. So let us practice this, just listening to the sound of the breath. So your eyeballs can just move along with the breath, but never independently. If it's independent, then the mind will just suck you. All right, so let's practice this now. So sit straight again and just practice. So hum, just follow the sound of the breath. Slowly open your eyes. How was it this time, Dr. Chaitanya?
Nothing to say, sir. I was trying to focus on my breath. I'm going away and then I'm getting it back.
No thoughts, right?
Yeah, there were thoughts, but I was coming back and again focusing on my breath.
Right, so that, the thoughts were just there, so you were not giving yourself to the thoughts.
Yeah.
Right, so this is what you need to practice. So different people need different kinds of practices. Some of us need preliminary steps before we go ahead. So for you, this practice will help a lot, building up. And even for many years, you can just practice this. You just observe, breathe in as you breathe in, observe your breath as you breathe out, observe your breath. Just go on. So every breath has to be new. So there's no continuum, 1, 2, 3, 4, no. You just have to go 1, 2, start again, 1, 2, and start again, 1, 2. So every breath is one, breathing is one, every breathing out is two. You just go 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Don't make it continuum. Just follow one step after the other, and then you will see that your mind will slowly start getting pacified, and then you will be able to rule over the mind. So you just need practice, that's all.
Okay, sir.
Right. Anyone else? Okay, there is a comment here. Okay, much better. Okay. All right, so every week we give these different topics. So it is important for us to practice the topics. It's only practice that makes you accomplish where you want to be. All right? Everything that we ask you to do is in a way enhancing your self-worth and your self-respect. When you meditate and if you are able to get into a space where there are absolutely no thoughts, then your self-respect will just go through the roof. Your self-worth will just go through the roof. It's important for you to practice them, because if you want to have the darshan of the Divine Lord, it's important for you to be in a high state of self-worth and a low state of ego. So only then you can have all those beautiful moments that you are wishing for. Everything that you wish in this life can only come when you are in a high state of self-worth and a low state of ego. But if you are in a high state of ego, which can be anger, sadness or fear, then everything that you don't want will manifest, and everything that you want will simply not manifest. So always stay in the positive side. The positive side is the possibility side. When you're on that side, then everything becomes possible. So make sure that you practice these meditations without fail. Every single day. Don't practice only on Saturdays. Every single day, practice these meditations. And when you practice, you will be able to see much progress. Yes, Rashi.
So these lines that you said that, you know, when we are in fear and all that, and it manifests. So, I mean, how I'm also practicing meditation, but there is some kind of anxiety which comes in during the day. And how do I deal with that anxiety?
You don't deal with anxiety. What is the anxiety about? Question it. It is something, it is a fictitious fear, futuristic fear that you have created in the mind, fearing that it will manifest, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Why are you getting creative?
Yeah, so at that time I just get aware and
Yeah. So stop creating.
But I have to like keep reminding myself.
Correct.
Mm.
Yes, Basha?
Yes, sir. I'll try that.
Okay.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Yes, Doctor. Last week, you had suggested me to be happy and for you have, suppose you given a suggestion to have flax seeds, and I am regularly following it, and I feel a lot of difference.
Okay.
I am always following the meditation and a lot of positive awareness things, but sometimes I am losing my awareness. For example, just I am teaching my daughter. I am fully positively sitting and teaching, and sometimes she regularly making mistakes, and just I am out of my control and losing my awareness and just on the negative sides and just went into the negative side.
She is.
But once I got out of control, just I'm losing myself.
First thing is stop.
Then later I realized.
Okay, now you need to rephrase your sentences in your mind. Stop telling that your daughter is making a mistake. There is every possibility that your daughter is scared of you. When she is scared of you, she forgets. Is there a possibility?
She is scared of me. Sometimes I am asking whether she is scared of me or subject. She is scared of sometimes the subject, particularly some Max. She is very scared of the subject. When she, other subject, she is very happily at least read, but some, when she opens the books, her face itself is down.
Okay. So what is it? What is it?
She is also along with me. Actually, she is also practicing along with me today, meditation. I am in home. She is also practicing it.
Okay. Is she with you?
I am. Sometimes she is practicing the meditation also.
Okay.
I have a recorded session and I give it to her.
Okay. Is she with you right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now can we ask her? Is it okay for us to ask her in public?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good evening. Okay. So is
good evening, sir.
So is it fear of the maths or fear of the maths teacher at home?
Fear of maths.
You're afraid of maths. Why will somebody be afraid? You're afraid only because you believe that you'll forget what you had with so much of difficulty that you had mugged all the concepts. You're afraid that you'll forget. Is that what the fear is all about?
Yes.
So which means that you never tried understanding them, did you? So do you find difficulty in understanding mathematics?
No, she is not able to get actually.
So is she finding it difficult to understand mathematics, which is why she is memorizing everything?
No, she is doing actually. She is doing same thing again. She's stuck up with something. It seems something, everything is got forgot. This is from the basic she is starting, because she is going to attend board exam this year.
Yeah, so what is being told to her? How important is, so what is being told to her about board exam?
Yes, we create some sort of pressure in the sense of
Why would you want to do that? She's your daughter. She's your daughter. Instead, you should tell, don't worry, this is just another exam. That's what you need to tell. She's your daughter. Why would you want to scare your daughter?
It's not about scaring, it's not about caring.
What is it
about? It's a sort of care we actually to have some good future in her life.
How can she have good future when everything comes from fear? Fear can never induce a good future. You should.
No, at the same time, we give motivations
One minute. Have you had a good cup of coffee after eating a sweet?
No.
Ever? Never? Have you had a cup of coffee after eating a sweet, or have you had anything sweet after having a sweeter thing? For example,
No.
You've never done that? So let me tell you.
No, I did that. I did that. It doesn't taste like sweet.
Yeah. Ah, that's exactly what I'm trying
coffee,
to tell you.
Sir. Coffee doesn't stand.
Exactly. That's where I'm coming to. So when you induce fear and then you motivate a person, the motivation doesn't seem sweet. It seems bitter.
It's a very good example. Actually, it directly hits me.
Right. Please motivate her only. And the way to motivate her is to tell her that this is just another exam. Don't tell her you need to do well, you need to excel, otherwise you won't get a good seat. If you don't get a good seat, you won't have good bright future. You are already carving her path of destruction. Right?
Okay.
You're showing her what will happen when she gets destroyed. But you're not telling her what will happen when she succeeds. Why don't you tell her, when you get good marks, you will become a researcher, you'll become an innovator, you'll become an inventor. It's so beautiful, right? So can we now prepare for that? Instead of telling, if you don't...
Not sure, sure.
So always paint the good picture instead of painting a bleak picture. Your child is not a catapult where you pull back and fire your father.
No.
All right? So our mind does right. Our mind cannot comprehend positivity out of negative threats. For us to feel positive, we need positive stories. We don't need failure stories. All right?
Right, doctor, right.
So please
but instead only we, if we change us, she change? Or she need to have some effort to change?
There is only effort.
We understand now. We understand our mistakes.
No, there are no mistake. It was ignorance. It's not a mistake. You didn't know how else to say it because this is the way your father would have said it to you. And which is what you are saying to her.
Correct.
Right? So it's not a mistake. You're just following a habit, something that you thought was right. It's not a mistake. It's absolutely fine. But yes, she needs to put her effort, which is very important because effort is everything. And you don't have to work hard. You don't have to work hard. You just have to understand it right. And you just have to understand it right. And you're just putting effort. When you're putting your effort, you must not worry about the result. Just focus on the effort. That's all. So the moment you're going to project a picture of the result, then all the effort is washed away in fear. All right, so.
Okay, doctor.
All right. So, Akbar, you can start just.
Thank you, doctor.
Just, project positive stories. That's all. That's the way to motivate her. But thank you so much, others, for listening in. Let us connect next week again. And until then, have a beautiful weekend, have a beautiful week, and let's hope for more stories of positivity. Thank you very much. Somebody wants to join now. Just imagine.